In the computer world, Apple is often seen as the king of cool, or at least that's what its commercials suggest.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
I'm into doing fun stuff like movies, music, podcasts, stuff like that.
I also do fun stuff like timesheets and spreadsheets and pie charts.
Okay, no, by fun I mean more in terms of, for example, it'd be kind of hard to capture a family vacation.
That sense of style extends to Apple's more than 200 retail stores, and now those stores face some competition. This week, Microsoft opened its first store in Scottsdale, Arizona. For member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Brody reports.
There was definitely build-up Thursday morning at Scottsdale Fashion Square. Employees of the new Microsoft store led chants with a long line of customers waiting for the opening. Jason Claiborne of Mesa owns an IT company. He'd been waiting at the mall for almost 18 hours.
A little curiosity to see what they're going to try to roll out to beat, you know, Apple stores because they're all fancy and stuff.
More than a few of Claiborne's fellow line waiters had an iPhone or Apple laptop to help them pass the time. And that's one of the challenges for Microsoft, according to Mary Jo Foley. She blogs about the company on ZDNet, a network of computer and technical blogs.
I think they've got to get people convinced that Microsoft's cool and you'd want to go to a Microsoft store and that you'd gain value from going there as opposed to going wherever you usually buy a PC.
There was some debate before Thursday's opening about how much the new Microsoft store would look like an Apple store. And once the curtain came down, it was kind of similar. Employees in different brightly colored T-shirts helped customers. There were tables displaying computers, phones, music players, and cameras. And at the back of the store, an answer bar. Microsoft's Mika Kramer is heading up the merchandising and marketing for the new store.
Apple's a great retailer. Microsoft will be a great retailer, too, and it's all about Microsoft extending its relationship with its customers.
Ann Kramer says Microsoft has a specific goal in mind.
We're hoping that it'll establish that customer engagement, that relationship and that conversation with customers that we haven't had before. We sell through partners and we love our partners, but we actually now get a chance to engage one-on-one with our customers.
I don't know that this is a high-risk venture for them.
That's Seattle-based consultant Scott Bedbury. He advises companies on how to promote their brands.
But I think it's a high gain potential in terms of having them develop for the first time, truly, a direct feedback loop between end users and the company.
One of those end users is Tyler Rockwood. He was among the first in line to get into the store.
It makes it a lot easier for people to get their products rather than ordering it online or going somewhere else. Like, they got one place they can come to get it all.
Thursday's grand opening in Scottsdale coincided with Microsoft's launch of the new Windows 7. The company also plans to open a second store in Mission Viejo, California, next week. For NPR News, I'm Mark Brody in Phoenix.